Hey there, this is Trent.
And Colin.
And you're in store for another big-time movie reboot. Today we're talking about How to Train Your Dragon. And, you know, it's great that there's actors involved in this, and it's great that, you know, there's a director involved. Right. But I really, really am concerned about the story in this film. There are other aspects to it that we'll talk about, but mm-hmm. I love the story of this film.
Yeah, me too. It's a boy and his dog story.
Yeah. So Colin loves a boy and his dog stories. The good thing about this one is that there's not a whole lot of boy and his dog tragedy.
Right.
I'm not going to really give away what's going on, but, you know, it's not the old dog dies on the bed kind of thing. So just top to bottom, when I sat down to watch this film, I don't know if I was expecting the quality of story that I got.
I agree. I mean, I kind of was, I guess, just because I'd heard good things about it. But I think that the story in itself, it's a simple story. So it's not even that it's you know, a hugely complicated story. It's just that it's very well handled. And I mean, I think that the direction and the voice acting for a huge part were what made it so successful, because you had characters that you could empathize with, like as they kind of developed and grew. Right. So I think the voice acting actually was a huge part of the success for me. I mean,
yeah, I agree. The thing that floored me at the end of the film was that I had sat there for an hour and a half, but didn't feel like. Right. First of all, it didn't feel like it was an hour and a half.
No.
And then on the flip side of that, it felt like it was a really epic story.
Yeah.
So
and then you watch it again.
Yeah, I never got to a point where I was bored.
No.
I thought, man, I hope this kind of wraps it up pretty quick.
Right.
I never felt that way.
Right.
I was always excited about the next thing that was happening.
I will say that we both had seen it in 3D. And, you know, for me, I think the 3D was some of the best 3D that I've seen in movies, period. I mean, for excitement wise, I think it was more fun than Avatar.
Yeah.
Truthfully, even though Avatar has amazing 3D, but the flight sequences in this one, you know,
really immersive.
Yeah, I mean, they just nailed it. As far as I'm concerned, like if they make a Superman movie in 3D, which is going to happen at some point, like they'll be lucky if they can make the flight sequences as compelling as they are, because it's fun. Like it actually is fun while you're watching it. So that
the reason to see this in 3D is because you kind of feel the way the actor is feeling,
right,
or the character is feeling, any character,
right,
while they're getting the experience of flying on this dragon. It's just really, really outstanding.
Yeah, the dragon characters are cool. I mean, the lead dragon character is a cool character. Like, it's a fun dog, you know, character. I mean, he behaves like a dog, but it's a cool character, and you just really kind of, I think that's the other thing that is necessary, is for the supporting characters to not be annoying, like, because it's not an annoying character by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
And, you know, he doesn't act like a person either, so it's like...
There's a little bit of kind of the comedic relief
aspect
of the other characters, but it's not overwhelming. There's conflict to overcome. There's bravery and inspiration and character development. Just wonderful. And for the 3D, I'm big into 3D.
Yeah.
And I am really big into not insulting my 3D intelligence by poking stuff in my face.
Right.
And this film does not do that.
No.
It just uses depth. It uses volumetric, like clouds and mist and things like that, and just tells a story. It doesn't punch you in the face.
Not a gimmick.
It's not a gimmick. It just uses it to tell a story.
Yeah.
So
I would say quickly that it might not be for young children. There's some kind of intense moments.
A little bit of terror.
Right. So maybe not for little kids, but it's a lot of fun for maybe your preteens.
Yeah. Yeah. Agree. And on up into adults.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
CG, outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
They really pulled it off.
Light, yeah, it's awesome.
Trent, highly recommend How to Train Your Dragon.
Me too.
Join us next time for another big-time movie reboot, and subscribe in iTunes.